Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, in the past, I've talked about decluttering every once in a while and ran across an article the other day that relates to decluttering, especially the clothes closet. And this person, Stacy Vanek, has written a book called Overdressed, but comes up with some figures about clothes and what happens to those clothes that we, when we are decluttering, we say, here's a group of clothes that we're no longer going to use, but they're still good, so we're going to donate them. Well, first of all, this person says that the average amount that we spend on clothes is $1,100 a year. How do you fit into that? And that adds up to $282 billion worth of new clothes each year for America. And of those clothes, we keep 21%. So over time, it may not be immediately in the next 6 months, but over time, we get rid of nearly 80% of those new clothes. And we throw away 70 pounds of clothing and other textiles per person annually, which goes into our landfills, or at least 85% of it goes into landfills. Now, back to we're keeping 21%, so that leaves almost 80% of the clothes that we do something else with. And as we said, part of those goes into the landfill. But the rest we donate, and they go to about 25,000 stores in the U.S. sell previously worn clothing, and I'm sure you can identify a number of those. Of that, remember, 80% that we're giving away, only 15% that's taken to the stores are actually resold to people who are going to use them in their wardrobes. So what happens to that 85%? Lots of percentages here. But now we have, of all of the clothes that are donated to stores to resell, only 15% goes out the door as being worn. So that leaves 85% of the clothing that's in those stores that has to be gotten rid of in some way. Well, what happens to that 85%? 25% can be recycled and sold for 2 to 4 cents a pound and reused for carpet pads, mattresses, insulation, other kinds of uses like that. So about a quarter of that amount. 30% is cotton clothing sold at 8 to 12 cents a pound and cut up into industrial wiping rags. And then 45%, nearly half of those that goes out of those doors that has been donated, wearable clothing is sold in bales from 500 to 1,000 pounds for 24 to 80 cents a pound and shipped overseas. So of those clothes that you donate, a number of those are going to end up overseas. 80% of those are shipped to Africa, and they put some of those to use. But the other 20% that don't go to Africa, winter clothes are shipped to Eastern Europe or South America, and collectible items such as vintage denim and Disney t-shirts, and I'm sure there are other kinds of t-shirts, are typically sold to Japan. So let's go back to those clothes that go to Africa. And by the way, there are some countries that will not take previously worn clothes to be resold as clothes. And on the other hand, some countries make money by doing that. Some countries will sort of have an industry of repairing, cleaning, so on, and reselling those clothes. And you might call them middlemen. They might be a business. They might be a small business like a family-run operation who take those clothes and then resell them at retail outlets or to local small market stall owners so that eventually they get sold again. Another fact about this secondhand clothing has placed in the top 10 import categories for 15 African countries, and they are sought after for fashion apparel once it reaches the market. So some people around the world would really like to have that previously worn clothing, where other countries do not want it. Of those countries that are taking them and reselling them and so on, about $1 billion is generated each year by the used clothing trade, according to UN estimates. In all of this process over years, the price that the people who are handling these, not now in Africa, but here in the United States, you know, we said that some of that 85% that comes out of the used clothing stores are sold for 2 to 4 cents a pound, 12 cents a pound, 24 to 80 cents a pound, depending on what they are. That price in the last 15 years has fallen by 71%. It's fallen a great deal. Why? Because some of that fabric in clothing is low grade. There's much less, for instance, wool, 100% cotton kind of clothing that's available for those specific uses. And then, of course, sorting, shipping, the handling of them also costs more. So the price that the handlers can get has gone down. I thought it was just some interesting information, because most of us, including myself, you know, we donate that clothing to various places, and then, hey, it's out of our hands, and we probably don't think too much about it. And who knows where it might go? It might end up on some little child's back somewhere after it's been redone. Or it might end up being an industrial wiping rag. It could be an interesting story to follow our clothing. Well, also, I wanted to go back to that decluttering message about getting those clothes out of our closet so somebody else can use them. And it can be a big job. And the logical way, you know, we've talked about before, you have a keep pile, and then you have the maybe pile, and then you have the throwaway pile, probably, that they really are no longer usable. I've had a few of those in my life that were so full of holes. They were so comfortable, I loved them, but they finally got so full of holes that, you know, they no longer are really anything but trash. But then there's that whole section of those that are usable and can be donated for use. Well, the maybe pile. There are several thoughts about what you do with the maybe pile. And by the way, there are several ways that the decluttering experts recommend how you do that. But the couple of them just say, and I think this takes a day. You know, you have to set aside not 15 minutes, but a day. You take everything out of the closets and look at everything. Possibly you do that by season, and this is a good time of year to do that if you haven't already done it. But take everything out, not just one thing at a time, but take it all out and sort it into these different boxes or piles. Well, what about the maybe pile? Some suggestions say you pack those maybes up into a box or a trunk somewhere and put them away for 6 months and see if you miss them. See if you have to go open up the box to find that particular piece of clothing. And then if you do, of course, you know that's something you need and you're going to put it back into your wardrobe. If you haven't used it in 6 months, you didn't need it, you could just move that box right on to the donation spot. But another way that this was new to me, and I think it's an interesting way and perhaps a more useful way than the blocking it away in a box, but to each his own. And that is to put those, shall I keep it or shall I not, into a special spot in your closet. And then make sure that within the next month, set aside a day, maybe one day a week, however long it takes, that you're going to wear that item. This is, shall I keep it, shall I not? So by wearing it, will help you decide. Maybe you're not wearing it because it really isn't comfortable and you sort of forgot about that and it was too good to give away, or you really like the color, whatever. But once you've worn it for a day, you say, now I know why that's been hanging in my closet and I haven't been wearing it, because it really is uncomfortable. Or you put it on and you go, ugh, I don't look very good in this. This isn't really my style. It looked good on the hanger and I just really thought it was a good buy. But now when I put it on, I don't feel comfortable in it. So that's one you know can go on to the donate. But maybe you find a piece in there, you just say, oh, I'd sort of forgotten about how good this felt or how good it looked or how it fits into my wardrobe. This needs to go back into my closet and become an ongoing part of my closet. So another way to handle those maybes. Well, it's time to think about this. Take time to deliberate, but when the time for action has arrived, stop thinking and go to it.